Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you know it is the happy hour here on the show because we're playing, what is this, Rob Zombie? What is this song again?
It's Sandstorm.
Sandstorm by Darude. There you go. Turn it up! Come on now! I know for those who are actually working on this Friday, and CK, our boss, says, oh yeah, nobody comes to work on Fridays now anymore downtown. Traffic is very light. Well, people are working from home. Even though, B. Mitch, it's the middle of the day still, It's like 5 o'clock for us.
That's
on
it.
This shift. As yeah. John Thompson used to say.
5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. What a great close to that show it was. So it's Ask B. Mitch, your regular Friday segment. And I've got a sponsor here to read. It is, let's see here. Hold on a second. It was in my text chain with you guys, right? We gave away the tickets, correct?
Got that.
Landfill, what's the read? It's in the show sheet, you say?
Right on it. I got it.
Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today.
There you go. Sorry to not have that handy. Okay. Landfill would like to open the bidding on the questioning.
Oh, boy.
With a question for you about a house that has gained notorious fame in quick fashion in Northern Virginia.
Yeah. Yes. B. Mitch, have you seen this story in Fairfax County of the person that built this three-story addition to their suburban home?
Yeah.
How would you handle it if somebody did that next to your house?
We would have an issue because I will be more... They've gone to the county to get their permits. I would be at the county saying... What they're trying to do is infiltrate the rules. He basically has a damn apartment right
yes.
there and a business. Now, if I have a garage detached from my house, if I were to go now and start training out of my garage, it's the new gym I got over here. Oh, but it's just a garage. People will have a problem with it, and it'll be against the rules in Fairfax. I don't know how they say it. Well, he kept trying to say, in his culture, everybody stays in one spot. Bro, that's...
You're in America.
You are basically setting it up to where you're trying to make it into a deal like they're going... But you're not at home. You're here. And a lot of things are different. And then you look at it, it's an eyesore in that neighborhood.
Fairfax County issued the permit saying, okay, you can build it in August to one Michael Nguyen, which is Vietnamese N-G-U-Y-E-N, which is like Smith in Vietnamese.
Yeah.
There's a million Nguyens that are Vietnamese. And he lives with his parents, and he lives with his wife, and he lives with his young children. And he said he is adding an office, more bedrooms, and a playroom to give his family more space. He says, in our culture, we like to take care of our parents, and we don't want to send our parents to a nursing home, so that's the reason why I'm doing the addition, so we can have the grandparents stay with the kids, spend time with them, and stuff like that.
Could it stop at two-story, and could he have taken it behind the house? Because what I'm looking at, as soon as I saw the picture, I'm like, he's trying to block his neighbors from seeing stuff. Because if you look at it, he just built the wall in between his main house and a neighbor's house, and now I got this big wall, three stories, in a neighborhood where basically had ramblers.
Right.
And now there's nothing you can see, and I threw my family into my kids and having my grandparents with the grandkids. playing on the sentimental value of everybody.
Well, if I was the neighbor, aside from the aesthetics, if it truly was additional space for true family members, parents, grandparents, mm-hmm. kids, that's one thing. I wouldn't be wild about it, but I would have some sympathy. It's when that turns into a mini Motel 6.
That's what it seems
and you're
like.
Now renting out the rooms to other non-family members.
And then, cars, extra cars, and blocking and all that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So that would be what would really set me off. Now, Fairfax County Supervisor Pat Harity said, a 30-foot high wall, 60 feet long, is no place 8 feet from somebody's property
line. Yeah, and
they
put it too close to the what's called.
Yes, so the county said that the violation in code was not with the building's height. It was the side yard setback that it doesn't meet the 8-foot requirement.
So were they going to move it in or are they going to take it down?
News 4 reported that the county sent a statement noting the violation, writing, staff notified the property owner and is meeting with them to determine the plan to correct this issue and bring the construction into compliance with the county's regulations.
Okay.
Wynn told News 4 he met with county officials and is requesting another site survey be done after Thanksgiving to see if his side yard setback is in violation of the rules. So in other words, he wants a instant replay review of the setback between him and his neighbor. See, like, and are you sure that's not 8 feet right there?
I know people try to play with that you're supposed to leave things a certain distance.
Oh, yeah.
And I know this too, even in my neighborhood. And I've let people I say, you sure you're doing it right? And I know they're not doing it right. So I'm letting it happen. Now I'm going to go, when I go and just say, this is wrong, it's too close, needs to move. Another thing, and then I don't want to hear anything about, oh man, come on. No, move that crap. I'm going to use other words though.
Right.
I told you before you did.
I told you, I warned you.
I said, listen, that's make right. sure it's right.
That shed, that trampoline.
I'm a nice dude right now.
That fire pit.
Yeah, but when I come in with my surveyor and they say you're too close or you creeped onto my property. I don't care if it's in the trees.
Yeah.
You creeped onto mine. I have the right to tear down what's on my property.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If it's on my property, I can destroy it. So I'm just, I let you do it. So we good.
They say good fences make for good neighbors, but there's always disputes, such as trees that overhang, that grow up to huge heights. If the tree is not rooted on your side of the fence.
If this is your property.
Yeah.
Would you put your house right here?
No.
You put it here.
Of course.
Here. You put it here.
Yeah.
And now you want to build stuff over here, which is not your property.
I know, but I'm saying
I leave it at that. No, I'm telling you, but this is facts here. This is happening right now.
Right.
So I'm good with it.
It's so funny, the whole easements, setbacks, all these regulations, and it can get very complicated. Even like way out where we live on 10 acres, right, at the monogamous compound, as I call it, the community of about a dozen homes total was built with equestrian access in mind. So the master plan that is on the books with the County of Loudoun has a easement for a equestrian trail that goes through people's 10-acre lots.
Through your lot, wow.
Okay, and so it came up at an HOA meeting once about because like nobody uses these horse trails really. Can we just take that off the books? And the word was, from those who know, they said, no. Don't try, because as soon as the horse community out there in Loudoun finds out about it, you know what they'll do? They'll trailer their horses in to ride the easement on purpose to say, oh, no, we're using this thing, and then you're in a war with the horse people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, they I'm not getting into a
they
war.
They don't give a damn about it right now until somebody say they don't want it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So one of our neighbors, Christy, she's got a couple horses. She's a lovely woman. Occasionally she comes clip-clopping onto my 10 acres, and I wave and I smile and I say, isn't it lovely to be out in the country? And I don't give two about anything. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm generally speaking one of these guys who's like, as long as it's not too obnoxious, I'm going to let you live your life. Now, this this huge addition. This is a bit much and would be very troubling, but this is also where I'm assuming the neighborhood has no HOA. And that's a whole nother ball of wax because HOAs can be a pain in the ass.
They are the absolute worst.
They're the worst.
But they also stop. They try to make things uniform until they like somebody and they go against what the damn HOA statement states.
HOAs,
then they don't want to go against it because they know they made a mistake.
I know. HOAs are the worst until you need one. And these neighbors on either side of this atrocity in Fairfax County need an HOA so bad, but it's too late because they don't have one.
Yeah.
And this guy is one instant replay ruling of getting his setback approved from keeping this mini Motel 6 in his otherwise ranch-style suburban Fairfax County neighborhood.
Yeah.
Tough deal. Landfill, when this caught your eye, did you have a proposed solution or a proposed counterattack to the blight that is this new addition if you were the neighbor next door?
I mean, it's bad. I guess you just got to, like, sue. Otherwise, run for the county board of supervisors and try to overturn it somehow.
They're really not going to vote for you, and they know you're coming in just for that.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Or just bill a guy, like, $800 a month or something.
Okay, how about sort of music warfare?
That could work.
Say, I will see your mini Motel 6, and I will raise you with death metal at all hours of the night, pointed right at your addition. And you'll have to knock on my door. Sir, can you turn the music down? Oh, sorry, can't hear you. In fact, play Sandstorm. There you go. Hey, neighbor! How's it going over there? Nice day, isn't it?
Hey, if they, I'll tell them, if that wall wasn't there, man, I wouldn't have to turn it so loud.
Yeah.
Me and my neighbor on the other side trying to have a party together.
I would, maybe one day I would sit there and I'd say, let me get my tennis racket and a tennis ball and start practicing my forehand off the side of the house.
You know, like
it's
goes,
a big
man.
Wall. Oh, I'm sorry, neighbor, didn't know. I thought I was going to play tennis here.
Yeah.
This could get really ugly.
It could.
And hopefully...
Well, the lady I saw on TV last night said that the guy has come over and they've had some very, very constructive and nice conversations.
Yeah, that doesn't take down the mini Motel
Yeah,
6.
In other words...
You know what that does? It means
I'm trying to butter you up so I don't have to do anything.
Right.
That's
right.
What's happening.
So, since it is Ask B. Mitch Anything Friday, I have an Ask B. Mitch that you already know the answer to because I did prep you on this, but I was stunned... given this story about that house next door, that you guys were unaware of Kayla, the Herndon tunnel lady.
Yeah, yeah.
That one is crazy.
Okay, so have I blown your mind about Kayla, the Ukrainian-born engineer who is building a giant series of tunnels and catacombs, no exaggeration, 30 feet below her Herndon home?
The question I would ask is this. And I hope that the county is smart enough to understand. When you start building that stuff underground 30 feet, do they ever move to a point where now you're starting to make the neighbor's yard become less
unstable.
Stable and you're making their foundation become less stable? Because if it's directly under your house, cool. Because, you know, I'm like, whatever happens, happens. If you didn't do the right stuff, that's on you. But do they ever get to the point where they start off to be like just a little thing? Now she's starting to expand. Does she keep expanding?
Oh, if you're 30 feet under, now you're jeopardizing the entire Jenga pile that is the neighborhood.
There you go.
And I would not feel confident as her neighbor, even with proper setbacks, even with proper permitting, that this thing is good for me as a neighbor. Now
I don't buy it.
I've got Julie Donaldson did a great piece for Fox 5. Let's go ahead and play this piece here. It'll be a good explainer to Kayla, the Herndon engineer tunnel lady who has gone viral on TikTok.
Yeah, Kayla's nights and weekends are spent building her own personal cave, as she calls it. And look, she is famous for it. Now, her followers, they started as engineers and contractors as such, but it quickly grew into a fascination of fans from across the globe that had an interest in what she was doing. And she said it all started quite simply back in 2022.
When I first started this, I was like, I want a small storm shelter slash emergency shelter.
It always starts small.
And I don't know how difficult and complicated tunneling is going to be, so maybe I'll just go 5 feet.
And 5 feet? Yep.
So this is the entrance tunnel.
Turned into 30.
It is not easy in any sense okay. of the word, but it was easier than I had imagined.
And so she kept going.
It's not easy
as one
at
bucket
all,
turned into over 100 tons of rock.
Some people go to the gym every day. This is my gym.
Being lifted from below her home. Now, she had to overcome some bureaucracy, but is back at it with the goal of creating a miniature workshop that she hopes to extend another 30 feet. And why is that?
So the mess doesn't cause the house to get dusty. Because a lot of the things that I like to do, whether it's cutting stone or cutting steel, there's a lot of grinding, there's a lot of sanding, and that just makes a huge mess in the house.
So there you go. You have to see this woman.
This is where my question comes in.
Subterranean.
Is she doing that by herself? Because at first it looked like she was doing everything by herself.
Okay. That is a great question, and it is the essential question. Because she's a petite lady who's not super young. She's not like some lumberjack woman who can swing an axe or whatever.
Yeah.
So she does show what she does to do all the work. She welds these giant buckets with winches that serve as debris elevators with release chutes that carry hundreds of pounds of rock and dirt out of her basement. She shows herself. You know what else is she's doing? She's not just tunneling under her house. And by the way, these tunnels have...
She's building stuff while she's down there.
Right. The tunnels have electricity, ventilation, drainage, all kinds of stuff. She has poured concrete into rebar-supported arches to keep the tunnel solid and from collapsing. Where I've seen videos on her TikTok of, okay, here's the cement truck today. We're going to pour the concrete. And she's learning how to do all this via YouTube videos, reading about it, just kind of figuring it out on her own. And nobody ever appears in her videos but her.
Yeah.
She also mines what she is calling castle blocks, which is, imagine a boulder the size of this console here, this table. And imagine her drilling holes into it, quarter-inch holes with a giant stone drill, 8 to 12 inches deep, filling that with this special crack-expanding compound, and then putting a shunt of rebar in it and pounding the rebar into the hole as hard as possible in a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down the fault line of the giant boulder, and then having it crack and then repeating and repeating and repeating till she gets castle blocks the size of 2 feet by 12 inches and probably weighing 60 pounds each that she is going to build a castle with. She's doing all this on her TikTok. Purportedly, we don't know, B. Mitch.
If someone else is doing this,
if there's other helpers behind the scenes,
it has to be other helpers. I can't see one person even like to be able to do what you've seen. One person can't do it by themselves. And now this is the kicker: they're selling these 1/4-inch pieces of rock for $35.
Yes, that's the other thing. Is that she's got so many fans that to raise money. She's saying, if you would like to support me, buy a rock from one of my digs, $35.
That's where I believe the world is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean,
no, they're just fans. Come on, dog. They're fans of
fans.
She also has a regular office job as like an engineer, so this is all side hustle stuff. Well, I don't think she's got any man in her life. I don't know where a man would fit. I don't know what a date
he'll
would
probably
look
be
like
dead
for
by
her.
Now because he's working too damn hard.
You think she would put him to work?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You want to be my man, you got to work.
You would not work? Build tunnel. Hey, babe. Instead of digging tonight, can we go see a movie? No. Must build tunnel.
I love innovation.
Tunnel must go deeper.
I love innovation.
Keep working. You soft-handed American. I knew I should have brought Ukraine husband with me.
I love all the stuff. I like the mindset, but you have to be affecting the other stuff around. You just have to be.
One of these days, headline, Herndon woman's house collapse. Neighborhood is cordoned off for geological assessment.
Or even MERS. Some other stuff could be going
ask down. Ask B. Mitch. 800-637-1067 is the number. We'll get to your questions.
800-636-1067.
Oh, what did I say? I said 637, sorry. 800-637-1067.
That's the same number JP gave out one time.
1067. Ask B. Mitch anything. That's next. You're listening to The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Friday. We are winding it down. We've got Ask B. Mitch Anything. We got callers lined up. 800-636-1067. Here we go. Let's start with Gerald in Ashburn. First up on Ask B. Mitch Anything.
What up, Joe?
Hey, Zay. Good to hear your voice.
Thank
Mitch.
You.
Yep.
Mitch, where can I get a good bowl of gumbo in the DMV?
Oh man. Good gumbo.
I be honest with you, I can't tell you anywhere because I don't go out and get gumbo around here. I get it from my house.
You make your own gumbo?
Yes. It used to be Okra's was in Manassas. They used to have good gumbo.
There's got to be a good gumbo joint.
I haven't found a good gumbo place here in ever. Okay.
You have high standards. A Louisiana boy who makes his own. How about good enough gumbo? That's what Gerald wants. He wants good enough gumbo.
And then the other place, Louisiana, is right there at the corner of New York Ave, right by the Renaissance Hotel. It's gone.
Really?
I used to go to that place, too. So all the places I used to go to are no longer there.
Are there any restaurants that specialize in all Louisiana stuff? Gator, gumbo, crackling.
Yeah, all over Louisiana.
By the way, crackling.
I've really found nobody
right
here.
Trash, by the way. You know that.
Depending on how you get it cooked.
Gerald, I wish I had a better answer for you, but apparently you've stumped B. Mitch.
Yeah.
A rare thing. Well, you stumped B. Mitch.
That's what I need then. Mitch, this is what I need. Next time you're making some gumbo, you can just invite me out.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
We'll do that soon.
Yeah, yeah. Give me your number.
Landfill will let you know.
I mean, give me your number address. I'll get it. Give me your email. All right. All right, let's go to Mike in Culpeper. You're next up.
What
Ask
up, Mike?
B. Mitch anything.
What's up, Mitchell?
How you doing?
I got a question for you. Back in 91, I was cruising up East Capitol, and I got stopped at the light at Benin Road. I looked over to the right at the shrimp boat, and guess I seen 3 people coming out the shrimp boat. Dick Smith, the jazz singer, the X-ray skin, Chuck Brown, and I could swear you was with him.
Nah, that wasn't me.
You sure now?
Yeah. Nah, I'm sure it wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
But I might have been over in that area, but I wouldn't with Chuck Brown and Dick Smith.
All right, well, bless his soul, but I was just checking. I swore I seen you hang with the three.
All right, hold on, Mike. Mike, who else was there? Who else was there, Mike? Real quick. Who else was there? Okay, Mike is gone. I was going to try to investigate more. Sounded like your "yeah, wasn't me" was a bit quick.
Wasn't me.
A bit quick.
I never been to the shrimp boat with Chuck Brown.
A bit quick and sort of presumptive. Like you use that phrase a lot. Yeah, no, wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Yeah, me and Shaggy.
You ever? Wasn't me. You ever?
Started dancing on the counter. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
But I never been to the shrimp boat. When Chuck was there.
Okay. You ever see...
I've been to the shrimp boat, though.
Have you seen Eddie Murphy's Raw, the comedy show that was turned into a movie?
Saw some of it, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Remember the part about him cheating on his wife, and she caught him with the woman in bed, and he's running after her, and he's naked, but she's, like, screaming, and he's like, "Wasn't me." He's like, you start defending the highest point of ground.
Yeah, yeah.
In the argument, he started with "wasn't me," even though the woman came in
and saw him,
the woman. He's naked. She's running out of the house. "Wasn't me."
And my brother said, "You gonna believe me or your lying eyes?"
Exactly. Let's go to Welsh Timothy. Oh no, I hang up on him or he hang up on me? Either way, call back. Let's go to Linwood in Reston. Ask B. Mitch anything.
What's up, Linwood?
Hey, what's up, HOFB Mitch? What's someday. Happening? And Dave, thank you for entertaining us and keeping us informed. I have a question about air fryers. B. Mitch, what air fryer do you use and why?
I couldn't tell you the one we have, the name of it at the house. I use it because my wife bought it, and you don't have to use all the oil to get it cooked. That's the
I
main
appreciate
reason.
That. Well, when you come up with that next section that was recommended by Dave for Fridays, just let us know then. Thank you.
All right, cool.
Yep.
I mean, that's the main thing about it because like they came out with so you're not frying turkeys. And when you're frying turkeys, you put a lot of peanut oil in the pot. And then they came out with this thing called an infrared fryer. And I was like, I'm going to try that out. And the turkey goes in and you do the little, and the heat comes from different angles.
Infrared. Wow.
So, and you end up frying it just like a damn regular fried turkey, but there's no oil in the pot.
So how does it get juicy and succulent without oil?
Because it cooks it from the outside.
Okay. Seals it in the juices.
And what it said, like you can, if you want to make it more crispy, you could put like, just rub some oil. So you could use, what's it called? The avocado oil. You could, healthy stuff.
Okay.
But a lot of people are allergic to peanut oil. So yeah. You get rid of that.
Yeah, well, thankfully I'm not because I love peanut oil.
Me too.
And fried turkey. Yeah. I've got the Ninja Foodie 6-in-1 indoor grill with air fryer, $219 at Target. So it does both. It'll grill a steak and it'll air fry. It's got various things you put in there.
You can sear it, then throw it in the air fryer and cook it the rest of the way.
I could.
There you go.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Roosevelt in White Plains. You're next up. Ask B. Mitch anything.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Let me doing say something real quick before I ask my question. When I was a kid, it was a football player named Ken Houston.
Yeah. Bad man.
Favorite football player ever. And as an adult, when I seen a young man take a kickoff against the Detroit Lions as a rookie and ran all the way, that was Brian Mitchell, and that became my next favorite player.
Appreciate it.
Now about the Commanders, I think on offense we just need a couple of things. Do you think it's wise to go all in as far as free agency in the draft, more on the defense?
I think it's better to improve the defense because right now it seems to be more depleted than the offense is. And I understand, and people talk about it all the time about when you have a franchise quarterback, they will make people around them better. But I just think that the offense is ahead of the defense already. If you bring the defense up to par, you don't put so much stress on your offense, and then you help your defense grow with it. Just like last year, when they were doing everything right, Jaden and that offense were having those long, sustained drives, which allowed the defense to go on the field fresh.
Yeah.
And that defense played better than what they were.
They definitely punched above their weight class.
This year, they're not getting all of those long, sustained drives, and they're going on the field tired and things of that nature, and now they're playing worse than what they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to try to at least bring it together. Like, if you had a strong enough offense, you get it as good as you can because then you can help your defense out. But if you can elevate both of them kind of slightly at the same time, you make your team a lot better overall.
All right, Roosevelt.
Okay, thanks.
Peace out, your brother.
There you go. For you kids out there, Ken Houston made one of the all-time franchise tackles in an October game against the Cowboys, dirty, stinking Cowboys. Skins were up 14-7 late, and Houston stopped Walt Garrison at the one-inch line to preserve the victory. It was shades of what Wagner did last week in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Or not Barcelona, but in Madrid with Madrid. That goal line, where he bowed up. That was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just squared up and said, nope.
You're not going in there.
Not today, Satan. Let's go to Tim in Falls Church. You are next up. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, Zabe. Great to have you back. B. Mitch, always loved you.
Appreciate
the caller who was asking about the best gumbo. Now, B. Mitch, I'm not sure if it's as good as yours. Ortiz Seafood in Del Rey. It's been there about 17, 18
years. I've been to Ortiz before.
It's excellent.
Yeah, and I haven't been there so long.
It's nestled. It's not in the main part of Del Rey, but and they have other really good items, but I searched for the best gumbo a couple of years ago, and I finally landed at Ortiz, so I highly recommend it.
Ortiz, yep, I've been there before.
Okay, does that gumbo have big chunks of celery or small chunks? Because I don't like
the small chunks, and you can get multiple different kinds of meat.
Yeah.
It's very, very good. Really cool bar, great restaurant.
Gator, duck, possum. All the delicacies of the South.
It's not based in Louisiana, B. Mitch. It's based in Del Rey.
But if you, Evan Xavier gave you all those things. I don't want all that crap.
What's the best meat for gumbo?
The easiest is chicken sausage.
Okay.
But then I do chicken sausage, shrimp, and crab. All of them at once.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. But the thing of it, if you cook your vegetables down, let them saute enough, you won't see no chunks of celery in there.
Okay.
It'll all dissolve into the roux.
You could just leave them out.
See, Picky that's what Pete. I'm saying. JP don't eat onions.
Yeah.
If I bring a pot of gumbo in here, I got 10 to 12 onions that big.
Oh, no.
And you don't taste none of it.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Then why'd you put them in?
I put them in because it makes the flavor, but you can't tell me there's onion in it.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
No, you have no idea how much of a picky Pete I am.
I promise you can't.
You can put me blindfolded in an aircraft hangar with one onion. Because I would find it within a minute.
That's fresh onion. That's fresh. I'm not giving you fresh onion. It's going to be sauteed so much, you're going to be like, damn, this stuff good. It didn't even have onion in it.
My nose and my taste will suss that onion out and will reject it out of hand. Okay. Do we need to read before we go to break?
I got you.
We got tickets to give away?
Nope, no tickets.
Okay. All right. Reed coming up. Final segment. Who knows what we got left, but stay with us. One more to go. We got B. Mitch and Finley Zabe sitting in for JP on the bye week.
All right. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA Club Alliance poll question of the day. What are you hoping for the remainder of the Commanders season? And Landfill put four different things here. You want to lose for a draft pick. You want a healthy Jaden and Terry. You want to beat the Cowboys on Christmas. Or you just wait for next season. And I think right now, the healthy Jaden and Terry were winning. And also level up with new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. Already a AAA member? Upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. All right, B. Mitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, three of them, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and convenience, perfectly balanced. Also, you don't have to worry about the savings. Listen, I'm going to tell you about them. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. I definitely utilize that. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe this is the weekend, not the weekend, the weekend.
The weekend?
Yes, that's how it's actually spelled. The weekend's real artist name, I got to look this up. He was the halftime act in Tampa.
It's a while ago, yeah.
2021, the year that the Buccaneers won it with Brady.
Yeah.
And yeah, he surprised me. I did not really know much about him. Maybe Bad Bunny will do the same.
Everybody's talented.
Yes, talented. My Spanish is terrible, and I have a daughter who's a Spanish teacher, so maybe she can coach me up. Maybe I don't even need to know the lyrics as long as the beats are good.
You and everybody else start moving to it?
Yeah.
So my neighbor Sammy from El Salvador, and a lot of his, like his brother-in-law and a lot of his other family, they listen to Bad Bunny a lot. So on the golf course, I get to listen to it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, he got some stuff that will make you move.
Okay, well, we'll see how it goes.
He make the ladies move, so the guys will be moving next to him.
Yes, the Super Bowl LIX, Super Bowl LIX, as the Roman numerals go, is 79 days away. New Year's, 40 days away. Christmas, 33 days away, and we're 1 week away from Black Friday. I'm going to be on Friday of next week because nobody else wants to be, and that's fine. I'm going to go door busting at 4 a.m., I already told Walker, I said, let's go you and I door bust at 4 a.m. Come on in and like talk about the experience. Try to find a VCR for $6 or something crazy like that. Of course, nowadays in the days of Amazon, nobody really goes out at O Dark 30 on Black Friday just to get the good deals.
They still do.
They do?
Yeah, man.
For what?
People go buy stuff.
For things?
Listen, man, you know, like, let's be real. And it's mostly women. Women are always going to find the deals, bro. They just ain't going to beat it. But I just watched the thing not long ago. I was laying in the house, and it said, listen, stop getting fooled by the Black Friday crap. All they do is raise the prices up before it, and then they lower it.
Lower
and they
it down.
Tell you, you're getting 50% off. When you ultimately look at what the price normally is, you're not really getting much off.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes the prices are exactly the damn same.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a power bank that I am looking for my devices. And it's not like I don't have many power banks, but this one is bigger, better, faster, stronger, more wattage, so it can power more stuff.
They've worked with their marketing when they marketed to you. That's all they did.
And so this thing, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, am I really going to buy an Anchor power bank for $109 a week before Black Friday? Shouldn't I wait? There's got to be a Black Friday sale on Amazon at some point. And then I asked a buddy, I said, is there a way to set alerts for items you want on Amazon where it'll tell you, hey, it's now on sale? Because that's all I need in terms of a hard count football-wise. Hot, 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 to get me to jump off sides, B. Mitch, and buy this thing. That I probably don't really need.
So it's 109. What is it right now?
109 right now.
It's going to be $108.99 on Black Friday.
But they'll have relisted the list price to $139.
Yeah.
And they'll say it's $20 off.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, lock of the week is Lions -10 against the now Jackson Dartless Giants. You know why? Because it's a Men in Black special. Remember the red pen light in Men in Black? They would just point it in front of your face, Will Smith, you don't remember anything. Tommy Lee Jones, you don't remember anything. The last thing you saw about both the Lions and the Giants are going to be totally different. The Giants outperformed what they were against the Packers, and the Lions struggled against the Eagles. Red pen light, it changes. Lay the 10, that's my pick.
There you go.
All right, B. Mitch, great ride. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Brother. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me, and we will see you next time.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.